SKL President Annette Cardenas' farewell message. As we approach the end of 2024, I want to express what an honor it has been to serve as your president this year. Together, we have accomplished many significant milestones that have set the stage for the next executive board to continue strengthening our organization and enhancing its relevance in the industry. iturbonews.com. We have successfully begun the process of updating our bylaws, a process that should continue as we define what we want our organization to look like moving forward. As I mentioned several times during the year, it is important for us to decide what kind of an organization we want to be and how we will get there as our membership stands at 12,550 at year-end. Following our theme for the year, we build bridges with our visits to the different regions. My gratitude to all the SKL International clubs that hosted me throughout the year, sharing with me their vision and accomplishments. The friendship and ample generosity in hosting my visits made it possible for me to utilize the travel budget efficiently, leaving a remnant to be applied towards the director's travel to the AGA, which was an important decision made so membership could hear directly from the elected officials that form the executive board. Another significant project geared towards bridging the geographical and cultural gaps is the SKL International Recipe Book, where we can read about our different SKL clubs and, why not, try a recipe from their local area, a fun and delicious way to learn more about our fellow colleagues around the world. In case you have not had a chance to see it, the following link will give you the updated version created this year with additions to the original version. Enjoy! SKL International Recipe Book, click here. The Union of Latin America's Northern and Southern Cone Areas is a major bridge built this year. I am very proud of both areas as they came together under one, setting goals and agreeing on them in a way that will only bring win-win gains to all. Thank you, CANCAS. While some pending processes in our IT area still need attention, as promised in the AGA, Director Bruce has sent out an update on this, which you should have received a few days ago. Establishing clear leadership roles, planning for succession, and engaging the younger generation to ensure their interest and involvement in our organization were also a part of our engagement area, and I encourage all SKL International clubs to reflect on their succession planning strategies, which will enable us to grow and redefine our goals. Participation is an important element when you are part of an organization. Allowing members to compete and occupy leadership roles is a process that must continue as elections are held in the different time frames established. Executive Committee, SKL International. The Executive Board is formed by 14 elected members who are accountable to the General Assembly, being led by the President of SKL International, who represents the association. I cannot end this note without expressing my eternal gratitude to the board members that gave their time and effort to accomplish the goals we set ourselves. Thank you, directors. Last but not least, to our team at headquarters, the magnificent 5 girls that worked side by side with me and the board to get things done. Thank you so very much. I will miss our daily calls and, of course, even the challenges we faced and resolved will be missed. As we enter this holiday season, I wish all fellow colleagues the best for you, your family, and your friends. May you be blessed with a bright and prosperous 2025. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this year. I remain in friendship with SKL. Annette Cardenas, President, SKL International.